Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for March 20th, 2009. This week, we'll tell you why salty foods boost your mood, and how a new vaccination technique could one day give us instant immunity to disease. And we've got a story for you about the health risks posed by ocean-going ships. But first, Suzanne's going to tell you how Parkinson's disease is providing researchers with new clues to the nature of addiction.
One interesting feature of Parkinson's disease is that people suffering from it rarely develop addictive behaviors. But in some cases, the drugs people take to treat their condition can actually trigger addictions, such as compulsive gambling. In a new research review, McGill University neurologist Alain Daguerre says a brain chemical called dopamine is the key. He explains that Parkinson's patients are dopamine deficient.
That is the cause of the disease. It's the cause of the symptoms. On the other hand, drug addiction appears to involve an excess of dopamine, in that all known addictive drugs release dopamine in the brain.
Medications for Parkinson's boost dopamine too, hence the addictive side effects. Daguerre also suggests that people with hyperactive dopamine systems may be prone to addictive behavior.
Thanks, Suzanne. Next, Justin Warner has some very encouraging news about the vaccines of the future.
In the long run, vaccines are incredibly useful, but they can take weeks or months to generate the antibodies that eventually protect you. That doesn't do you much good if you need immunity right now. Scripps Research Institute biologist Carlos Barbas and his colleagues have proposed a way to do that. First, give a conventional vaccine, one that gives you an ongoing supply of generic, all-purpose antibodies. Then, whenever you're exposed to a new threat, add designer molecules that instantly stick to those antibodies and direct them toward chosen targets.
So you'd be producing new antibodies that would be waiting to be programmed at the same time your programmed antibodies were going after their target. And the other interesting feature of this approach is that you could program antibodies to go after multiple targets.
So far, Barbas' team has proved the concept in mice, making them immediately resistant to a kind of cancer. Although much work remains to be done, Barbas imagines that humans might someday take customized pills that deliver instant immunity to anything from the flu to a bioterror attack.
Thanks, Justin. Next up, Karina Wu is going to tell you how salt might help stave off the blues.
Most of us like the taste of salt, and with good reason. Our bodies need salt to carry out many of its basic functions. Now, research suggests that salt might also play a role in keeping us in a good mood. Alan Kim Johnson is a biopsychologist at Iowa State University. He and his colleagues found that rats that are salt deficient don't take as much pleasure in the things they normally enjoy, such as sipping a sweet liquid.
When you restore the sodium to the animals, they restore their normal appetite, in a sense, for those positive kinds of stimulation.
Even in humans, studies have shown a link between sodium deficiency and mood. But Johnson adds that it's a condition that's hard to diagnose.
It takes a fairly extensive, fairly severe depletion of sodium to actually deplete the amount of sodium in the bloodstream. It turns out our bones are a marvelous reservoir for sodium.
A deficiency is more likely to occur in people who have cut their sodium intake over a long period of time. Johnson says salt deficiency might be something doctors should check in patients with signs of depression or fatigue. Most of us, though, get too much salt in our diets. So, if you start feeling blue, it's not a good idea to self-medicate with salt.
Thanks, Karina. Turning now to environmental health, a study from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found that cargo, tanker, and cruise ships emit about 2 million pounds of sooty particulate pollution each year. That's about half of what all the nation's cars produce, and it's all concentrated within 250 miles of shore. The study concludes that the pollutants are a significant health concern for residents of coastal cities, especially in cities that also have high levels of car, truck, and power plant pollution.
And in other environmental news, a European Union project aims to develop new technologies for tapping heat from deep in the earth. They recently identified reservoirs in a region of Italy capable of producing more energy than 1,000 wind turbines.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, sadly, it is time once again to say goodbye for this week, but come back next week when we will tell you what sleep does for our long-term memory, why computers need naps, too, and how we smell fear, literally. Until then, check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got an astonishing new science story for you every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. Or if you're on the go, you can also listen in by calling 1-512-499-2149. And don't forget to call your science questions into the Science Update team at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we answer them on the air, you'll win a Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.